Welcome to Transmissions, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party Transformers. On this episode, we get first images of Hot Wheels Transformers cars, Magic Square brings us more legend-scaled third-party Dinobots, and Dr. Wu goes even smaller with MicroMaster-sized Bumblebee and Cyclonus figures. Today is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024, and this is episode 589 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that knows not to fall asleep in court, especially when you're the defendant. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
And Scott, the illustrious Dr. Pants.
Hello, everyone. Let's talk Transformers.
He said the thing.
Hey.
Yes, Daryl is on assignment this week, so we needed someone to say the line, and Dr. Pants graciously accepted the job.
I am replacement Daryl.
As always, we start the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who support us on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you all so much for continuing to contribute and help us keep the show going. We really appreciate it. If you are not a donatron and would like to become one, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and that's where you can sign up. Of course, one of the perks of being a donatron is that you get some bonus content, and that includes our bonus show, We Like Big Bots. All of those episodes are on our Patreon page. We've got 12 episodes up right now, starring Daryl and Dr. Pants down there at the bottom. And they did record two more episodes. Waiting on Daryl to get me those final edited copies there. But they are in the can. They hopefully are stored in the cloud, backed up somewhere, so they don't get accidentally deleted before Daryl gets to editing them. So, you know, send any complaints to Daryl at transmissionspodcast.com.
Yeah, not me. I did my part. I'm done.
You're the talent.
That's right. I'm the face.
Of course, we've also got our Transformers Live Play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust. And we have the regular episode of episode 114, Spider-Bots Maximum Webbage, and that came out this week, this Monday. That's available at transmissionspodcast.com/rust. If you are a donatron, you do get bonus early. You get the next episode early as a bonus. So next week, you'll get episode 115 a week early. Of course, last week, we had the bonus content for episode 114, and that's still available on our Patreon page if you didn't get a chance to listen to it yet. But for all our regular Empire of Rust listeners, episode 114 is out now, continuing the adventure on Earth in season 3. And we still got copies of our Skybound Transformers number 1 comic that was our exclusive cover with artwork by EJ Sue. And you can order that at transmissionspodcast.com/comic for $15 plus shipping. And lastly, of course, you can still use our code at toyhacks.com to get 15% off all your orders there. For the month of May, we've got a brand new code, and that code is MATRIX. So use that code MATRIX and get 15% off all your orders at toyhacks.com. It cannot be combined with any other codes, but can be used with your RoboPoints there. So remember that code, MATRIX, MAYTRIX. All right, let's get into the show and dive into some toy talk with quick hits.
All right, and to start off, we have some behind-the-scenes look on Instagram from some of the toy designers. And first up, we're going to talk a little bit about the Core Class Infernac Universe Boulder Crash. So we have some concept sketches that were shown in the beginning here about what they were thinking about doing for the Rock Lords. Talk about maybe doing Dark Energon zombies like from TF Prime, or just a more crystalline anime robot look. I will say I kind of dig on that first that first picture there, that top right jet blue. Mm. Kind of reminds me of Jetstorm from Beast Machines a little bit, but it looks really
a little bit.
Very, very anime.
Or Cyclonus.
Or Cyclonus, yeah. It's very cool looking. I kind of hope they do that one too. But then we go to the next slide and we get to see Boulder Crash actually coming together. And a lot of the design, or some of the design, was influenced by a Transformers Headmasters episode. They landed on the rock monsters from Planet Dyra as a foundation for the design. And then we get a picture of Boulder Crash in their final colors. It was based on Red Quartz, but they did shift the colors a little bit because in the same wave was Tasmanian Kid, and they didn't want to have two exactly brown robots there. But that's really, really cool to kind of go through and get a look at that. So that was really cool. And then, of course, there's the Energon Megatron design. We can see the original Energon Megatron here, and then, of course, they shrank him down, made him tiny, but he still looks like Energon Megatron. It was really cool what they did. And then we have Tasmania Kid from Beast Wars 2nd, which was a small figure to begin with, and they just showed off how they took the animal here and turned it into the figure we got. And on the last page, of course, we get to see it compared to the original one. And it's a pretty good job. It does have it has a faux mouth, has a faux bottom jaw, but that's okay. That's okay. Really, really cool when they dip into this stuff and then show it off. Next up, then we have Beast Machines Cheetor, a figure I didn't think they would ever go back to, but okay. I'm gonna say that this like Legends, this core class figure looks a lot better than even like the actual Beast Machines toys did. They did a really good job with this. Got the face is pretty good, and like his design is kind of killing it. I'm digging it. So it's nice to see behind the scenes with the core class figures, because I think they've done a really good job with the core class. Such a small scale, and they've been able to make some really cool and detailed figures. And honestly, Boulder Crash has been one of my favorite figures to come out. Aside from that, we also have a look then at the Legacy United Cybertron Universe Hotshot. Now, this is his original version from the beginning of the show, where he was a blue sports car. But just it looks just like the original toy, but it's so much more poseable. And that's really, really cool. The details are really nice. He still looks like he jumped off the screen. He's got his gun, which can, of course, be held in his hand, or it can be plugged onto his shoulder. Works with blast effects. The next shot, we actually see him with three Cyber Planet keys. And I know one of them came with Starscream. Where did the other... Did one of them come with Metroplex or no? I didn't get Metroplex. I don't know. I
can't remember.
One came with Vector Prime, didn't it?
Oh, one does come with Vector Prime. You're right.
What about Energon Megatron? Does he have one? I guess this is Cybertron, not Energon.
Yeah, this is Cybertron. The only other one I can think of would be... oh, my God. Is it Override? Overdrive?
Yeah, I don't think she came with a planet key. Actually, I have that figure. I didn't open it.
I don't remember getting a planet key out of that. So
yeah. Huh.
But anyway, then we get a shot of the car mode. The car mode looks really, really cool. It looks just like it did in the show. Then there's a shot of him next to Cybertron Starscream. Get a nice scale going on there. These figures look really good. They look really, really good. And then just some drawings. Moving on then to images from the show and then picking out the details and everything. It's just, it all looks really, really good. I really like that Hasbro and these toy designers have been sharing this kind of stuff online and showing how they changed things and how they adapted them to be a more modern toy. And it's been really, really cool. I personally love the Cybertron designs, and I'm kind of excited to get this figure and actually play around with it. So, thank you to Hasbro, if you are listening. Thank you for sharing this stuff, and please keep doing so.
Yeah, it's the designers that we see on all the Hasbro streams, Evan Brooks and Mark Mayer. They love doing this on Instagram. It's really cool. They do this for lots of the, like almost every figure that gets released. I think they do a post like this.
I'm on Instagram, not a lot, but enough. And I catch quite a few of them because I'm following them. And it's so cool to see this stuff. I like seeing the behind the scenes.
I think we need to thank the lawyers that allowed them to do this.
Yes, that too.
All right. And next up we have in-hand images from NotRab on Weibo. So these just kind of fell off a truck somewhere in China, of the upcoming Walmart Star Raiders line. These are Ferrek, Cannonball, Lockdown, and Filch. So Ferrek is the Cyclonus repaint. Cannonball is a Junkion repaint.
Cannonball is a repaint of
a crankcase, isn't it?
Crankcase, yes.
Okay, crankcase. Then Filch is Air Razor, and then Lockdown is Lockdown.
Well, Lockdown is a redo of it is the one Junkion was the first one that came out. Was it Scrap Hook?
Yeah, Scrap Hook. Okay. And then the purple one. That was also the purple one.
Axle Grease.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think these look really good. Ferrek, I believe it was a BotCon exclusive figure, and I think I have that one. It was either BotCon or Collectors Club. I need to just check and see. Filch, I think we talked about when it was announced where it came from. I think it was some other.
All right.
It's RID 2015.
Okay. Yeah. And then, Lockdown has been in so many series. And then Cannonball, I'm not sure where he came from.
It's a repaint. It was originally a repaint of Cybertron Red Alert.
Okay.
It was released in the Cybertron line. I actually have the original figure.
Cool. I think they did a great job on all these.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the new Star Raiders line, which I think Star Seekers was the old name for the pirates. And they've now got a new one. I think they didn't want to have confusion with the Seekers, Starscream, and the other jets. It'll take a while to get used to the name, but I really like it. And I think when we talked about when they announced it, I believe the skull is a reference to the Valk from Beast Wars, and they will have to prove it otherwise by saying something different. But
the skull design on the side of there?
Yeah.
I mean, it was on the original toy.
But I mean, even that, I mean, it just.
Yeah, but it was a little different. It looked a little bit more just skull-like, and there were more of them on the toy because it was a bit bigger, but I mean, it could be a Valk thing. I don't know. I never thought about it.
It just, when I saw that, I just thought Valk.
You gotta Photoshop Jeremy into the meme of the guy in front of the sign sitting out on the college campus says, this is a reference to the Valk. Prove me wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, I think these look great. I'm looking forward to, I think, picking these up because I don't know if I have any of these molds, and looking forward to checking them out. I mean, Lockdown especially. I mean, Lockdown is such a cool design. I think they did a really good job here.
Yeah. I have the Kingdom Cyclonus. That's a really good figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although Lockdown has a Decepticon logo here. I'm wondering if that's a mistake. I don't know. They should all be the Star Raiders.
I don't know. I never. Weird. I think I have a figure from all these molds except Cannonball, and Cannonball is my favorite design of these, so I'll probably pick that one up. But they're all good molds. They're all fun. I mean, Lockdown being one of the Junkions, so it can do the whole like weaponizer kind of thing is really cool. Yeah.
And you can see, like, here he has both of his hands, but obviously in one of the other pictures he has a hook for a hand, so that's really great.
All right, next up, we've got new plushies from Symbiote Studios, and these are the characters of, and they're all G1 characters. There's G1 Hot Rod and Ultra Magnus. And then also a Rumble and Frenzy that they're selling as a pair. So And, you know, you can decide for yourself which one is Rumble and which one is Frenzy. These all look super cute. And if you go to Symbiote Studios, you can see they've got a lot more. I mean, they've released a bunch more plushies. And, you know, there's, I think they license a bunch of other toy lines too, but the Transformers one is pretty robust. A bunch are even sold out there, so you can take a look and see what you might like. Of course, you know, we have in the fandom, we have people who do their own plushies you can buy at TF Cons or other conventions that are, you know, made with love and care too. So, I think it is it Mazelby, the one
Yeah, I think
who
it's Mazel B.
is at the TF Con every year. So, if you can't get to a TF Con, these are the next best thing, I guess. But yeah, they look cute.
Next up, we have a reissue. This is a pre-order alert for the Optimus Prime Masterpiece MPM 12 Bumblebee movie version. So this is the masterpiece of Optimus Prime as he appeared in the Bumblebee movie. So kind of G1-esque, but also movie-esque. This is, again, it's a reissue. We've seen this masterpiece out, but they're reissuing it for anybody who missed it. And, you know, the figure looks really cool. Comes with the Matrix, comes with his gun. The gun will fold up and attach to the truck mode and everything. I mean, the figure itself looks cool, but I'm gonna say it. It's got cat ears.
Yep.
Why does it have cat ears?
Isn't there a third-party add-on kit to fix that?
Yeah, but I don't understand why on a masterpiece figure it's there.
Yeah.
This has been talked about enough, and I want to bring up one thing is when you go to the box art, if you look at that, the way they photograph the truck mode on the front of the box art. Go one
There you go.
more. Yeah, there you go. Look. They filmed at a particular angle. You cannot see the cat ears.
Just a little bit right there.
Yeah, but like they intentionally did that. That drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. Again, Optimus Prime looks really cool in this form, and to have a masterpiece figure, it's great. If the weird like plastic sticking up to the back of the cab doesn't bother you, by all means. By all means. But this is up for pre-order. So if you missed out the first time and you need it, jump on it. It's 120 US dollars, and it should be coming out in August of 2024.
Cool. Next up, we have from a new third-party company, Tianyi, or sorry, Tianyi Design Studio. They've updated their Weibo account with images of this masterpiece scale, Revenge of the Fallen sideways. He was at the very beginning of the Revenge of the Fallen. That's where we first saw him, and
He got sliced in half by Sideswipe, didn't he?
I don't remember hardly anything about any of those movies.
No, that's exactly what happened.
He said, and then Sideswipe said, "Damn, I'm good," because he sliced them in half, and that
Is
was it.
that, yeah, is this him next to Barricade?
Yeah, it's Masterpiece
Okay.
Barricade.
Okay. You can kind of get a sense of scale there. And we got some pictures of the head and the vehicle mode, which looks really good. I mean, say what you will about the live action movies, the vehicle modes, like the cars, always look really good. Characterization and plot were the issues. But anyway, this looks really cool. And I love how you can kind of see their desk as well. You can kind of see some of the work that goes into something like this with the, shaving of the plastic and all, and you have the 3D CAD program in the background there. But I mean, if you're a fan of the movie figures, I think, this looks really good, but it's still a movie figure. There's no information about price or release date, so I imagine this is probably something that's going to show up at TF Con in the third party panel.
And continuing the movie theme of th third party figures that are derived from live action movies, we've got a new figure from Unique Toys. That is the Age of Extinction Stinger. So, this was a was this a Decepticon? I don't remember.
It was the Bumblebee.
Yeah, it was when they were making the when they were making Galvatron. This was like their minion that the company who messed with Transformium. They made
Transformium.
Yeah. Remember that? Remember Transformium?
Do I have to?
No.
Yeah, so this is a kind of genericon figure from Age of Extinction. Robot mode looks, very spiky, but if you are a fan of the live action movies, this might be a figure you might want to look for. Of course, it's third party, so it might be a little bit on the pricey side, but for Unique Toys, this is labeled R09 Red Destroyer, and it is masterpiece scale for this Age of Extinction Stinger. So
his midsection looks like a face.
Yes, it does. I think when it gets colored in, it may not look as bad.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that with Unique Toys, their pricing on these has not been bad, and they've been nailing the movie figures. Because say what you will about the designs, but if you watch people like mess with these Unique Toys movie figures, it's impressive how they pull them off. I even got one, and like they do a damn fine job. So if you're a movie fan, can't go wrong.
All right, there you go, Dr. Pants guarantee.
Oh, I don't know if that's an endorsement you want on the show or not. Anyway, oh look, it's me again. We got some Hot Wheels toys. So we have a leak of the Optimus Prime track fleet vehicle. It's 1/64 scale, and it's Optimus Prime in his truck mode. And it's the full cab, trailer, and everything. And, that is pretty cool. That is a Hasbro Mattel crossover. Which, back in, I don't know how long ago it would have been that we would have been like, this will never happen. But it's happening. It's happening. This will be $10, and it looks cool. If you're a Hot Wheels collector and you're a Transformers fan, perfect. But not only that, we got Bumblebee. He's got his yellow Volkswagen G1 form, and underneath, there's Bumblebee's face. Wasn't there a series of movie toys like this where it was like
were,
it was?
They were bigger.
Yeah, okay, they were bigger, but when you turned them over, it was like the robot was underneath. Okay. Well, this is still a Hot Wheels figure, so it's a little small, but it's got the Hot Wheels branding on the back, and it looks like a yellow VW bug, just like Bumblebee, and it fits in scale, and it's got his little Autobot symbol. And, it's cute, it's adorable, and again, if you're a Hot Wheels collector and you're a Transformers fan, you cannot go wrong with this.
And it's licensed.
It is officially licensed, too. So no need to customize. No need to customize. But yeah, those look cool. It's not transforming, by the way. Got to bring that up.
Yeah.
They don't transform.
All right. And now we go to Magic Square, which we have their MSB58 Brontosaurus, which is a Legend Scale G1 Sludge, and MSMB56 Tyrannosaurus Rex, which is a Legend Scale G1 Grimlock. That surprises nobody. But anyway.
This is shock on my face.
I know. I mean, why get cute with the name when you can just call it the animal that it transforms into and not deal with any copyright or trademark issues at all? But anyway, the sludge here looks really good. Magic Square does great Legend Scale figures, and I think this looks really good. Kind of resembles the cartoon look a bit to me, especially with the face. But it looks just really good, very postable. I mean, the Legend Scale, it's amazing what they do with it. I say that every time, but sludge looks great. And then here's Grimlock. He comes with his crown, of course, as any proper Grimlock needs to. Grimlock without a crown is not a true Grimlock. And he also comes with a fish. I don't get the reference.
But look at how the hands could pose, like in T-Rex mode. That's adorable.
Yes, his little T-Rex arms can hold this fish. That's
and
great.
Look like it's petting it, yeah.
And then he has a sword and his gun.
Was that the season 3 episode Grimlock's New Brain where the Dinobots were all fishing together or something?
Oh, it might have been. Here he is with the crown.
The sludge has that wild take head where the eyes are popping out from the movie.
Here, I got it.
Because as every Grimlock needs a crown, every sludge needs cartoon eyes that pop out of its head.
Yeah, ever since the first company did it, we need to always have that. Mm-hmm. Yep. And here we have him being pummeled by Devastator.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like his legs also splay out to the side.
Yeah,
that's a good posability there.
Yeah, yeah. My only complaint is that Grimlock, that chest looks really bare.
It does.
Like it needs something. Like, not just an Autobot logo, like something needs to be detailed on there.
Yeah, maybe get some, if they don't include anything, maybe Toy Hacks will have a good set for it.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
But, you know, as small as Legend Scale is, I think, Charles, you have something even smaller.
Yes. Oh, so, my God. We're going to Dr. Wu. Not content to just go with Legend Scaled figures, Dr. Wu is going even smaller with Micromaster figures. So we've got Micromaster versions of Bumblebee, and not just Bumblebee. Since Bumblebee's mold was the basis for a lot of different characters, let's do them all. So we've got Bumblebee, we've got Goldbug, and we've got Bugbite. So all, lots of different versions of Bumblebee. I'm sure coming soon, there will be Cliff Jumper and Bumper and Bumble Jumper and Hubcap and everyone else who shared that mold. But it's really impressive the detail and articulation that they got out of a MicroMaster scaled figure. I think Goldbug is my personal favorite if I was going to pick one of these. But these look really cool. I would really like to see this in hand to see how this compares. They've got a little comparison to a 1 cent. I'm not sure what country that 1 cent coin is from, but it gives you a sense.
Probably I'm guessing a Chinese yuan. Yeah, I think that's what there's text on there in English, but it's whatever the Chinese currency is, I'm sure.
Wow. I mean, yeah. It's compared to any coin, that's still stupid tiny, though.
Yeah.
Like, you inhale that thing's gone.
It says the robots are 5 to 6 centimeters tall, which
is about 2 inches.
That's about two to two and a half inches. So
5 centimeters is just under 2 inches. Six is about 2.5.
Hey. Yeah. I didn't even have a real tape measure. I did it.
Well, you are an engineer.
And I teach
engineers make those mistakes, though. There were a couple of NASA rockets that blew up because they didn't do the metric conversion correctly.
Oof.
So, oof. You know, that's a pretty expensive mistake.
Thankfully, transforming toys is not rocket surgery.
And not to be outdone, Dr. Wu is not done with just the Bumblebee MicroMaster. They've also done MicroMaster scaled Cyclonus, which, I mean, that's a little bit even a more complex transformation figure. I mean, Bumblebee's transformation is pretty simple, but Cyclonus, to get the same level of articulation and transformation out of this figure, looks really good. It's a really tiny Cyclonus, but looks really good. It is a little bit taller than Bumblebee, just because I think you can only get so small with these figures. But you've got a G1 Cyclonus Deco, an IDW Cyclonus Deco, and a Shattered Glass Orange Cyclonus Deco. So my personal favorite would be the IDW Cyclonus version. But you've got choices to pick from. And I hope, since these things are so tiny, they are going to be priced tiny as well. So,
usually,
I guess
they're usually
If they're usually like $40 for a two pack. It's what they've been in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing that gets me, it has ankle tilts.
Yeah.
It's so small, and they put ankle tilts in it. These guys are mad. They're just insane. And also, as one of the two faces of We Like Big Bots, I cannot stand by this. Stop making them so tiny.
Yeah.
Spinoff show, We Like Little Bots. We Like Microbots.
It won't be me.
We Like Tiny Transformers.
Mm. Ah, there you go. Alliteration. Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, that's all our quick hits. So we'll finish up our toy talk and move on to trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
And Trips to Store is powered by our friends at TeePublic. You can buy some of our Transmissions podcast merchandise at our TeePublic store at transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic. I've got my bad guy shirt on. Jeremy's got his Transmissions shirt on. Is that a Transmissions shirt, Dr. Pants?
Oh, it is. It has seen better days, sadly. It is it is worn down.
It just adds to the kind of worn in look at some of our shirts, like the designs had.
But this is the Robots in Disguise Armada style one.
Ah, awesome. Maybe it's time for a refresh, huh?
I get another shirt. I think it is.
And everyone out there, if you need a refresh, pick up a shirt at our store, transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic. There was a 35% off sale last week at TeePublic.com site-wide. I don't know if it's still going on before Mother's Day, but if I definitely would encourage you to take advantage of those sales as they are every month, usually. You can buy anything from TeePublic, not just our Transmissions merchandise, and still get help us out, help the show out. Just use that link, transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic.
Yeah, get your mother one for Mother's Day.
Hmm. All right, let's show off the stuff we got. And Jeremy, we're starting out with you.
All right. So I haven't been to my comic store in a couple months. So I have lots of comics. Plus we have free comic book day. So bear with me. I got a stack of stuff. All right, first of all, since Daryl's not here, I'm going to start off with G.I. Joe stuff. I got the Real American Hero Larry Hama book. This is number 305. Let's see. I've got Cobra Commander issues 3 and 4. And these are all just cover A. I don't go in for the extra covers and stuff on most of these.
Where are the bags and boards?
I just picked them up yesterday, and I've been busy.
I know.
Duke number 4 and 5. Void Rivals number 7 and 8. And then Transformers number 6 and 7. And both of these covers are just
good.
So amazing.
You can't go wrong with cover A on those.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yep.
And then what we'll be talking about in alt mode, I have the free comic book day Energon Universe special, and my store did not do any stamps or anything down here, so very happy about that. And then I also ran over across town to Graham Cracker Comics, which is another store we have here, and they have back issues, where my regular store doesn't. So I didn't pick up any of the free comics there because I already got everything I wanted, but I picked up G2 number 3 from Marvel with G-Axis on the front. And then G2 number 2, I had them out of order, with Megatron, and the Fort Max gets the axe. So, and then Marvel G1 number 19. This covers seeing a little better days, but Omega Supreme. So all three of those I'm pretty happy with. So that is all I got.
Coming to me. So I also did partake in Free Comic Book Day and picked up the Energon Universe special. Also, you will notice no stamps there. So I think most stores are getting away from the stamps thing since it's kind of.
I think people complain about, oh, I can't CGC this book anymore because it's been damaged.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of, this used to be an advertisement for local stores. I think that's kind of a relic of the past now. We're just trying to get people in the store now. So yeah, but these are good. We're going to review this in alt mode. So looking forward to that. I also, I picked this up a while ago, but I still haven't freed it from its cardboard prison. I picked up Studio Series 86 Ratchet. So in my mind, Ratchet never died in the 86 movie, and he will live on in my heart and on my toy shelf. So Ratchet is a favorite character of mine, primarily the comics, but he was great in the cartoon too. So I like a good Ratchet. And of course, we have the non Red Cross infringing medical symbol there. So.
Yeah, I really like what they did with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. And that's all I got. So we're going to move it on to Dr. Pants, who I think has a lot of things to show us this week.
It's not even everything because I only have so much time. But this week I went out to my local Target and I was surprised because their shelves have been bare, but there was one new thing on the shelf. I got Studio Series Optimus Primal. Nice. Never expected to see it. I wasn't gonna pick it up, but they were still doing the 20% off. So I had to snag it. And he's pretty cool. He transforms very similarly to the Kingdom Optimus Primal, but with some extra tricks, like the hands and the legs do extra steps and everything, but it still feels very familiar. He's got the two primal swords, but he's got a chain. I kind of wish it were more chainy. It's just got weird hinges in it, and he's got an axe also. But he is pretty cool. I wish he had a faceplate and not the mouth. It looks a little odd, but the figure is
Optimus Primal.
It's Optimus Primal. Yeah, it's just I think the placement of it is a little weird, but the figure is pretty cool. I do like the design a lot, and he is pretty big, pretty hefty, and he is very poseable. So I like that a lot. Also going along with Rise of the Beasts, not Studio Series, but this is just the main line. I got the main line Optimus Prime from Rise of the Beasts. And I love this figure. This was way better than I expected. He is very, very tightly put together. Not like no kibble except for the wheels on his back, really. The transformation is so much fun. Does some really, really cool things. My only complaint is he's a little bare color-wise. Like, I feel like he could have had some more paint on him. But, hey, what's Toy Hacks for? So eventually I'll pick up some Toy Hacks using that promo code MATRIX to get some labels for him to make him look a little bit better. Let's do one more Prime. Let's do one more Prime, because at my local Walmart, I found the Legacy United animated Optimus Prime.
Ooh.
And you know what? I wasn't going to get this figure until DNA Designs posted that upgrade kit they were going to do that gives him basically the wings and the big feet and hands. So, yeah, and he is not a bad figure at all. I actually kind of like that face design. I was a little against it at first because I don't like the, you know, face plateless Optimus Prime look. But it looks pretty good. He's a little chunky, a little bulky compared to that anime design, but he's fun. His axe looks really good, and it's extendable, the handle, and he can double hand the axe and everything. Transformation's really good. So I'm kind of digging it. And I pre-ordered that upgrade kit for that. So, you know,
you and Daryl share a brain, because Daryl was talking about that last week, that he only bought this figure because he saw that DNA upgrade kit.
Although like, he didn't open his.
Yeah, that's right.
So I have to open it because I got to play around with it. And honestly, I like the transformation. The transformation is less the original Voyager, and it reminds me more of the deluxes from animated with what they do with the arms and everything. It was really interesting. It is a fun figure. If you like Animated Prime, I think it's really cool. But next, another Legacy United figure, I got Shard, who is our Infernac Universe helicopter, and she is awesome. I love these Infernac Universe characters. Really unique. They don't share molds with anything, and it's a completely new character, so it's like, I don't know what I'm getting into. But she is very, very cool. I love her head design, if you can see it there, but she's got light piping, which is awesome, and it's just cool and crystalline and green. Swords from the rotor blades, and of course, she can disassemble and armor up other characters. I have found she works really well with Springer. Goes very well with Springer because you just give Springer more swords and more green armor, and it's really, really cool. And the helicopter mode is awesome. I really, really dig this figure. I am all in on the Infernax stuff. It's awesome. Two more. Next up, Legacy United, Cybertron Starscream. And he is looking better than normal because he's got Toy Hacks labels on him. Which really, like, the figure itself is really good. He is super poseable, a great representation of that character, but getting the Toy Hacks labels really adds so much to it. I love
The purple.
The purple on this right here, because this was purple, but it's clear and it just looks dark. This adds to it. The swords were purple, but it adds some, like, foil to it, which looks really, really, really good. The gun was already purple. It actually added more red. This is a sticker. On the legs, like, all the red on the legs are stickers. And it adds the gold touches up here. And the black on the chest there, it adds to that. So it just really, really made him look fantastic. I already liked the figure for how fun it was to play with. But that really added to it. And when I got that with Toy Hacks, I got another set from Toy Hacks. And this is a figure I've shown off, but really the Toy Hacks set brings it to life. This is Legacy Nova Prime, all Toy Hacks'd up. Oh, and wow. Yeah, like that just, the wings in particular, all the decals on the wings just make that look so, so good. All the gold and the light blue and everything, it just, he looks really good like that. I love it. Stickers for the eyes to make him shine a bit more. So I really like this figure, and the Toy Hack set just makes it even better. My only thing is I wish DNA had done an upgrade kit like they did for Magnus and Prime to extend the legs and fill these gaps in on the weapons, but the Toy Hack set goes a long way to making him look damn near perfect. Mm. So love that figure. Love that figure. So yeah, Toy Hacks, get labels from Toy Hacks. They bring some really good figures and make them even better. So there you go. That's all my stuff for now. Till I'm on again.
Right. That's it for trips to the store. Let's move on with the rest of the show.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we'll continue with the show and get into some convention news.
All right, we have TFCon Toronto. If I can click the right button here. TFCon Toronto in July 12th through 14th. Ian James Corlett has been announced. He is the voice of Cheetah from Beast Wars and Beast Machines. He has been to many TF cons because I believe he is Canadian, but he's also the first English voice of Goku in Dragon Ball Z. So pulling in some fans from that fandom as well, I'm sure. So be sure to check him out if you are going to TF con. And then going across the pond to TF Nation, they have announced a friend of the show, may we say family, John Paul Bove is going to be there. He's been to many TF Nations as well. He's a writer, artist, colorist, never gets any of the credit that he deserves. So go there and tell him that, you know, you love his work and ask him for ham. So he's going to be there. And then also one of Charles's favorites, Simon Furman, is also going to be there. Writer on most of the Marvel series, probably just over half. And then many other things from Dreamwave to IDW, some self-published stuff. And yeah, so.
I think he gets most, so if you count UK and yeah. G2, because that tips the scales in his favor.
Yeah. I mean, he's also going to be at TFCon, I believe. So he's making the rounds for the 40th anniversary. And so if you're going to be at TF Nation, be sure to check him out. And I believe that is all we have for convention news this week.
We really hope we can get a chat. I'm in Furman at TFCon this year. So
yeah,
that would be my
Christmas in July.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I mean, we did do that. We did that online interview with him a few years ago. And that was really a treat. So hopefully meeting him in person, he will be equally as awesome. So
yeah.
Crossing fingers that we can get some time with him. All right. Well, that's all the convention news. I think we don't have any feedback this week for the toy show. So that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Of course, we always, at the end of every episode, give a shout out to our Masterpiece Donatrons. These are the folks who continue to support the podcast at our highest level on Patreon. And that's why we think they deserve a mention in every episode. So thank you once again to John Forex Levengood and Demon Tech 82. We really appreciate your support. You guys are awesome. And Dr. Pants, you are awesome. Thanks for coming back and joining us this week. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find you online? And I do see in your Chiron down there, a little Nerdstradamus thing. So have at it.
Yeah, so if you're watching this on YouTube right now, you can see that right below my name is an address to a link tree where you can find all of me and my friends doing our Nerdstradamus thing. If you're listening, check the show notes because the link is in there. But primarily, you find me on Nerdstradamus on YouTube. And hey, by the time you're watching this, there is a new episode of Nerdstradamus up where my friends and I are tasked with identifying the menu screen music from various video games. And spoiler, we're really bad at it. So go watch that if you want. And also, we did stream last week, and you can catch the video of that stream where my friend Lambo and I played Mega Man X3 and struggled. So we might be back to streaming here real soon on a regular basis, but we'll wait and see. But yeah, come watch us and check us out on all the social medias. Really appreciate that.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Thanks for watching and listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.